It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show with Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark.
Hello and welcome to the So-So Show with Visit Southampton. Light up your social life. If it's happening in the SO postcode, you will hear about it here. A weekly look at life in the city, hosted by her, Zoe Hanson.
And him, Simon Clark. Now, this week, we've got a new fun family thing to do all around the city.
We thought, let's try this and see how families react to it and if they enjoy it. And, you know, it's something different and obviously it's free.
And we discover another sport that goes on in Southampton that I bet you didn't know about.
I think these days, especially when Hulk Hogan was a wrestler, it was very much about size and strength. Nowadays, it's kind of still a little bit of that, but it's also a side of it where there's a lot more agility, a lot more acrobatic stuff that's involved.
Talking of sport, oh, I'm in agony today.
Oh, what's up with you?
Well, I went to the gym this morning in West End.
Yes.
And I got there. And you know, if you do group classes, whoever's taking the class will always say to you, has anyone got any injuries I need to know about?
Yeah.
I put my hand up.
You didn't.
And I had to confess that I'd slightly injured my back.
Doing what?
Well, here's the thing, right? Reasons for injuries get more and more stupid the older you get.
Right.
How do you think I put a twinge in my back that morning?
Putting petrol in the car.
No.
Carrying your Amazon order in from the front door.
Nope, it's even more pathetic than that. I put my back out this morning before I went to the gym in West End by putting on a sock. How old man injury is that?
It totally is. I mean, I can see the grey from here.
Yeah, I put my back out putting on a sock that morning.
You poor thing. It's not an injury. It's a little ailment. Now, if you've had hay fever over the last few weeks, you'll feel my pain. The pollen bomb that has gone off is really going off this year. So I went to the doctors and said, is there any chance I might be able to have some stronger anti-allergy, antihistamine thingamajiggamies? And they gave me some of those. Anyway, I've been taking them for a couple of weeks and I had to go back to the doctors because I kept coming out in hives. So it turns out I am allergic to the anti-allergy tablets that they gave me. I mean, like, I think it feels like we're in a therapy group right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are definitely that old person group talking about our ailments. Hang on a second, I'm just going to adjust my sitting position and try not to.
Oh, no. Oh,
there we go.
But I have some tips for you. If you do have hay fever right now, don't eat apples. Apparently has histamines. White wine has histamines as well. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I swear now, that's why I get bad hangovers. But you should eat sweet potatoes. And apparently lots of snogging is very good for hay fever sufferers.
How do they work that out?
I think it just gets your hormones racing and
it gives you something else to think about.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah. Either way, I'll take it, right? The doctor did not pass that on, by the way.
I was going to say. How did that come up in conversation?
Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.
This week is quite an important week for the city.
Yes.
Because of the visit.
Okay, so the DCMS, this is the Department for Culture, Media and Sport. They are coming to Southampton. They're doing visits to all of the places that are on the shortlist for City of Culture 2025. This is what we've been ploughing towards and working towards for a couple of years now. So we've got our fingers crossed. Everybody is so rehearsed. And I know that there's like a schedule and a plan for the day and where they're going to take people. But I was wondering if I, or you and I, Simon, might be able to get in on the act and take them to places in Southampton. So I came up with, I would take them to Masked Mayflower Studios because there's so much brilliant stuff going on there.
And also, if you're looking at culture, it's the point where so many other shows and diverse shows begin.
Yes, exactly. So they're all produced there and made there. And yeah, it's a wonderful place. The other place was Mexico because it's not far from Mast and it's the best food ever. And then, of course, you've got to go to the London, haven't you?
Yeah, they'll certainly get a good taste of culture there.
All life is here.
Absolutely. So for me then, I would say cruise terminal.
Yes.
Because it is responsible for bringing so much tourism and culture into the city.
Of course.
My second place would be the Mayflower Theatre.
Yes.
Opposite end of the scale to you. If you look historically, two of the greatest things they've ever had on that stage, the Beatles in 1963.
Yes.
And Bottom in 1993.
Oh!
The Bottom tour that then was released on VHS was the performance at the Mayflower.
Oh, very good.
And I think personally, Michael Lockwell, if you're listening, you should do a special anniversary screening of that Bottom performance at the Mayflower next year. There'll be so many people who were in the crowd originally that could go back 30 years later and enjoy it.
Perfect. I've been on the Mayflower stage as well.
So have I.
I don't think that that's going to be in there, though, is it?
No.
It's not like Hall of Fame. I was in Legally Blonde in...
What? Carry on.
Bend and Snap. I was in Legally Blonde in The Hairdressers in that scene. And that was in 2012.
Do you remember when the Chuckle Brothers did Panto?
Yes, I do.
Me and our friend Martin got dragged up on stage
Perfect.
At the end to do the sketch with the three bears.
Amazing.
I've still got the video. It just makes me laugh.
They still talk about it down at the Mayflower Theatre. I'm sure there's a plaque in the foyer.
And then the third and final thing, which was going to be Mexico,
yeah,
but you've beaten me to it.
Of course.
Will be Mango.
Oh, yes. I mean, that is perfect
Mexico
food.
For lunch.
Yeah.
Mango in the evening.
They are. Right, I'm going to get on to them. We're going to speak to Gemma, and I reckon we can put this plan in place.
Let's just hope the DCMS like theatres and Mexican food. So we'd love to know where you think the DCMS should be going. So find our Facebook page. There's a thread already running on there. Where are the three places that you would take the visiting dignitaries to convince them that we should be City of Culture?
I always love this when it goes up on sort of Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Everybody goes for like really dull places or their local pub. But it amazes me. And please just join in. And talking of our socials, we have now given away the axe throwing experience. How awesome is
what
that?
What was the response like for the axe throwing experience?
It was immense.
It flew.
It did. It did. People just loved that. We've got another competition running this week, which is HMV. So HMV on the high street has been open now for 6 months. I know it feels like it was yesterday, right? But they've put a prize package together. There's loads of goodies in there and it's worth over 50 quid.
Wow.
So make sure you get on our socials and go and have a look. Go and join in.
The So So Show.
If you're looking for something fun and free for the kids to get involved with in the coming weeks, then Go Southampton have come to your rescue. And you can pretty much do this at any time of the day. Flo Bevis is the marketing manager of Go Southampton, and she told Zoe more about it.
We have partnered with High Street Safari to introduce the Platinum Jubilee Beacon Trail, which started last Saturday.
And so what is it then?
So it's a bit different to our other trails. It's a bit more mobile-led. So there are 7 locations across the city centre, and you go around to each location. You have to scan a QR code, and you follow the journey of Sir Barnaby Beacon, and you scan the QR codes and on your phone, and it will show you a little story, and so you can choose what happens in the story, which is quite fun. And then you collect stamps, and at each location as well there is a character, which if you have a mobile device you can see in AR, which is really cool.
What's that? Augmented reality.
So it's sort of full.
Yes, it comes up on your phone, right?
Yes, and then you can see, if you see it in AR, you can sort of flash your phone around where you're standing, and they'll come to life in the area that you're standing. So for example, the first location I think is some little teacups, so you see them wherever you are, and obviously if you're with children they can be next to them and interacting with them, and you can take pictures and things like that. So very different to what we've done, but very fun and interactive. So
and why did you decide to go with something like this?
Well, we just thought, let's do something different. You know, we want to do something to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. And we thought, why not? Let's try this in some compared to what we've done before and see how families react to it. It's something different. And obviously, it's free.
And then where does it end up? Because always these trails have ended somewhere and you go, oh, right, we're in here.
Yeah. So it starts at the Marlins. There's 7 locations. And then the end location is at the Food Warehouse in Westquay Retail Park. So once you're done, you can have a wander around Westquay Retail Park, or you can go back and do some shopping in the city centre. So the 7 locations, it will probably take about up to 45 minutes to do,
okay,
maximum. Not too long, but also enough to get the kids out, get them out and about, see different places of the city centre.
Like you said, it's already started. When does it run until?
So it's already started, yep, and it will go until Sunday the 12th of June. And all the stickers are sort of in outside locations or within the shopping centres. So you can do it pretty much any time.
It's not like all the shops have to be open. You can be out there at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning in the sunshine.
Yes, if that's what you want to do, then yes, that's absolutely fine. They're all outside, so you'll be able to see them.
That's Flo Bevis, the marketing manager of Go Southampton, talking about the new trail they have in place for the Platinum Jubilee. And the thing I love about it is that you can do it at any time of the day or night. Because, you know what kids are like? They wake up early on a Saturday.
Yes.
So you can bundle them in the car, maybe leave your other half to have a lie-in, or even take your friend's kids and leave them to have a lie-in.
Yeah.
Do the trail.
Yeah.
Box it all off first thing in the morning when they've got all that energy that needs burning off.
I always think, like, on a Sunday, so the shops are only open sort of 10 till 4. Actually, you could go and do this at 5 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. And this augmented reality, it's so cool. If you've never done it before, take your phone, take the kids, get out there, go do it, because it's the best fun. You'll get some amazing pictures.
It's all about Southampton, the So-So Show.
I was very excited on Saturday. So it's May the 8th. It's VE Day, the anniversary again. 77th anniversary of VE Day. And there was going to be a fly pass, and there was lots of noise online about how many planes would be coming across and a Spitfire because it's Eastleigh and so many things.
And you couldn't move in Mayflower Park for people waiting to catch that view of that incredible fly pass coming up Southampton Water.
Right. And they gave us like a 45 minute window. This is when it's going to happen. Every time I heard a plane, I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, no, it's all right. It's taken off from the airport. Okay, it's not that one. It's not that one. But then there was only one, and it was a hurricane.
Mm. Which is part of the flight that was supposed to be coming.
Yeah.
The reason that I heard that the other planes didn't come...
Couldn't be bothered.
Ran out of fuel.
What?
Yeah, they didn't have enough fuel to complete the journey.
So where did they stop then? They stopped in North Hampshire.
I don't know where they were coming from, but they may have been that they touched down in Bournemouth to refuel, and they didn't have enough of the specialist fuel they would need.
That is some terrible planning, isn't it?
You think?
Oh my goodness.
So that's what...
Imagine getting on a National Express coach. Oh, we can only take you 70 miles of the 100 because we can't get any more fuel.
Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But at least, despite the disappointment, we did get one plane.
Yes. So well done, Hurricane.
So whilst that may have been a bit of an anticlimax, there is an event coming in a few weeks, which is going to be the biggest thing to happen in Southampton this month.
Okay.
Even bigger than the Killers coming to St Mary's.
Right.
It's the Southampton Ice Rink reunion.
Oh, stop it.
Seriously. Now, you and I may think slightly scornfully of this, but we didn't grow up in the 80s in the city.
Right.
And so many thousands of kids did. And they would socialise at the ice rink at the weekend.
Yeah.
It would be the place to go. You get kids from different schools.
Of course.
So there'd be Mountbatten over there, and they'd be Hedge End over there. And the kids would all socialise and meet, and it was the place to go.
Of course it was. They'd be down there with their Bauer skates, all showing off, cutting up the ice.
I'm so impressed you know the brand. So it closed in 1988. The reason given was to redecorate.
Yeah.
Then it never opened again.
Oh, no. And now everywhere, and I do love people for this, whenever there is a building that is not being used, turn it into an ice rink.
It's because a whole generation of people from Southampton never got closure.
Right.
Because it literally, yeah, we're going to close it and redecorate it. Then it never opened again. However, if you go to the Tottenham Empire Hall on Saturday, the 21st of May, there is a reunion of the ice rink and the people involved, including two DJs who were part of the original team who used to spin all the speed session tunes.
Right.
Mike Joyce and Bob Heather, their names are. And yeah, if you want to relive your youth from the ice rink, that's the place to go.
That's amazing.
Saturday, the 21st of May at the Tottenham Empire Hall. It'll be a complete reunion. You won't get that whiff of nostalgia of the ice that you used to get when you were a teenager, but yeah, you may see some familiar faces looking 34 years older.
And there won't be the whiff of socks. I have found a wonderful place for a wonderful reason.
Okay.
Maritimo Lounge are offering calorie-free menus. You know, all these places have to put the calories on there now. I went to Wagamama's the other day with some friends and we were discussing, oh, do we want the calories on there? Do we not? And the katsu curry with chicken...
Don't tell me.
...was less calories than the vegetable one.
Oh, that's a relief. You can tell me that. That's yeah, okay. I thought you were about to tell me how many calories the katsu curry was.
But I love it. If you walk into the Maritimo Lounge, you're going there for some lunch or some dinner, and you can ask for, can I have a calorie-free menu tonight? Because I don't care. I have to tell you as well, Simon, about my Saturday night out. Finally, I made it to Rita's and actually got a table. That place is so busy. And the reason it's so busy is because it is fantastic.
Remind us what Rita's is about.
So it's all cocktails and it's all very much sort of 1920s. Everything is so top notch. Yeah, it's perfect. Beautiful. And there's a DJ on Oxford Street on Saturday night. Was absolutely buzzing. It was rammed.
You went for a night out at a cocktail bar that you'd really wanted to visit for ages. And you can still remember clearly what went on and what went down. How did that work?
Well, at that point I could.
Oh, okay,
so
fair
we
enough.
Started at Rita's. We had a quick one in Marco's.
Yeah.
And then we went to the London.
Of course you did.
I cannot on this podcast tell you what the name of the shot is that we have in there. But it's something to do with a cowboy.
Fair enough.
And I can tell you that those shots, it's like a butterscotch liqueur with a Bailey's on the top of it. It's absolutely delicious. Oh my gosh.
Very Moorish?
Very Moorish. We had a few of those.
And that was where your night ended at the London, or did you go to anywhere else?
No, that was it. That was it. That was it for this week.
That's impressive stuff. You went out, you did Oxford Street, you finished in the London, and you went home. Well done.
I know. Watch out.
You must have had a babysitter.
Southampton's podcast, The So-So Show.
Now we're going to introduce you to a man who has not one, but two names. Andrew Frewinghouse and Jensen Ryan. The first one, his mum calls him. And the second one...
When I'm performing as a wrestler.
So how did you get into wrestling then? Because it's not one of those things that, you know, there's a football team on every corner, but it's not one of those things that you sort of, you're going to do in PE when you're at school.
No, not at all. To be honest, my parents were watching it, I mean, years ago now on TV, and I just happened to come across it one afternoon while they were watching and thought, this is pretty interesting. And then I guess I just got hooked, really. And from then on, I kind of was like a big mega fan. I watched it every week, you know, really got behind it. And as I got a little bit older, I thought, well, why not give it a go? I like the performance side of things. I enjoyed watching them do it, so why not try it for myself?
Where do you go from there then?
So I went and approached a local wrestling school who had, I actually saw the newspaper and thought, okay, they're quite local, they're new, and I thought they got loads of experience behind them, why not go along? And I must admit, the first time I was really nervous about it, because you never quite, even though you watch it on TV, you never quite know what to expect.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Oh, great. And so you're wrestling now as Jensen Ryan. Where would we be able to catch you? Is this something that we can go and watch? Is it a spectator sport or is it just competitions?
Anybody's more than welcome to come along and see the shows that we do. We do them across the South Coast and they're family friendly. So yeah, anybody can come along and enjoy it.
And what kind of things do you do? Do you sort of throw people over the top of your head and all of that stuff?
Kind of. I think I'm quite different in terms of the moveset because you can kind of direct yourself towards one particular type of, I guess, wrestling moveset, but I like to be quite diverse. But because I'm quite small, I guess, I like to do kind of high flying stuff. So yeah. I don't mind jumping off ropes and doing dives and things like that. Just anything that's going to challenge myself, really.
And you're the sort of acrobatic one.
Yeah, I definitely say so. I try to be, yeah.
Do you have to wear those masks?
No, I don't. Well, people that do it, you know, especially if you look at like Mexican wrestlers, they do Lucha Libre and stuff like that. But ours is more of the American stuff that you probably would have heard of on TV at some point.
Like Hulk Hogan and all them.
Yeah, exactly like Hulk Hogan. But yeah, I think these days, I think especially when Hulk Hogan was a wrestler, it was very much about size and strength. And nowadays it's kind of still a little bit of that, but there's also a side of it where there's a lot more agility, a lot more acrobatic stuff that's involved.
Yeah. And that's not your only performance, is it?
No.
Because I know that we have spoken to you before about Southampton ghost tours. Yeah. Now, tell me all about that. How's it going? Are the ghosts coming back out to play?
Oh, they absolutely are. It's been, for like most people, a very challenging couple of years with the pandemic, not being able to do ghost tours. And, you know, when you're really passionate about something, can we probably all are passionate about something, it's kind of hard when you can't do it. You're not allowed to. And so for us, we did a couple of online things which went really well, but we're very happy to say that we are back out there now, back using the vaults again, and do what we do best and try to scare people.
That's fantastic. And if you have not checked them out before, go find Southampton Ghost Tours. Honestly, you're not going to be disappointed. People just love it.
Indeed.
I think that's perfect, mate.
Cool.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, all good with that.
Wonderful, because we've got two big plugs in there.
So wrestling on a Saturday afternoon was responsible for my parents shouting at me and my brother more than anything else we would ever get up to.
Oh, wow.
Because we would recreate the fights upstairs on my bed. Always my bed, never his bed.
Right.
But periodically, after about maybe 2 minutes of us daddy splashing each other on my bed, that you'd get the shouts from downstairs.
It's just the thud that comes and you're like, right, stop it. Mattresses. Yeah, but we're just wrestling.
It wasn't very well received. But his parents, on the other hand, are fans. And I just wonder whether Andrew's mum, when he's wrestling, is there standing on a chair next to the ring going, easy, easy, easy.
I actually used to be involved in wrestling. I mean, I know. Look, I just go, oh, you're so boring, Zoe.
So you used to walk around the ring holding the numbers?
No, okay. I mean, I was never that person, was I?
Bucket and sponge?
No, okay. No, not that. Well, I was bucket and sponge person, supposedly. Okay. But when I used to work at holiday camps, they used to have people come in with the whole wrestling ring and it was, you know, it was a big event. And we used to have to get involved in it, like as a red coat. And I had to practice this move where one of them was doing like an illegal move. So I had to sort of go up and say, no, you're not allowed to do that. He would throw me over his head so that my legs were sort of flailing around above his head, above his shoulders. And at that point, I would pull his trousers down just so you could see two tattooed eyes on his bum. I mean, is this going to make it into the podcast?
Yeah, this is absolutely going to make it into the podcast.
And his name was Tarantula, right? And I swear he used to frighten the life out of me every week when we did this. I'd think, oh no. Oh.
So when it came to the meeting with the Redcoats, where they were like, who's going to do Zoe?
Yeah.
It's like, that's a Zoe job.
It is. It is.
It's all about Southampton. The So-So Show.
Let's find out what's going on with Visit Southampton. Light up your social life. What's coming up, Zoe?
I tell you what, this is pure sunshine. Orange Rooms, you know, last year they created that sort of outside space. This year they've redone it and it's now Miami Beach.
Nice.
I mean, it's beautiful. Tour de Moon is coming to Southampton. If you don't know anything about it, we spoke to them a few episodes ago. It's well worth listening to because it's sort of quite crazy. It's really out there artists. There's a massive inflatable park coming to Southampton for it, but it's for over 16s only, and it just looks completely crazy. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. Get involved in it, look it up. Tour de Moon is on in Southampton from the 10th to the 13th of June, and on the 27th of May River Studios have a comedy night.
Wow,
it's all going on.
And talking of rivers, can I just mention and can I just give a shout out to the lads who run the coffee shop at the end of Riverside Park?
Woodmill Bridge.
Woodmill Bridge, there you go. How can I not remember Woodmill Bridge? But anyway, in the mill, there's a little coffee shop, cafe type thing. One of them makes the sausage rolls and he is a former award-winning sausage maker.
So amazing.
Know they're going to be great quality. And the other is a pastry chef who does the most incredible Eton Mess shortbread. Now, I say it's incredible. I haven't actually eaten it, but I did spend quite a bit of time salivating as I looked at it through the glass. So, yeah, if you're walking your dog in Riverside Park and you fancy a coffee and a cake afterwards, it's dog friendly. Go and see the lads running the cafe at Woodmill Bridge. You will be blown away by the cakes. And I'm not on commission. So that's it for another podcast. Thanks for listening. And do let us know what's going on in your part of the SO postcode. We're always open. Our DMs are there. Let us know what's happening, if there's something that you'd like us to mention. And make sure you are following our socials with notifications on, because there's always something good to win. And in particular, this week, we'd love you to join the debate. If you were showing the dignitaries from the
DCMS
around Southampton, where would you take them? That's on our Facebook page at the moment. Have a great week, Zoe.
And you, Simon. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to Zoe Hanson and Simon Clark on Southampton's podcast, The So So Show.